Hello everyone, welcome.
Hi everybody, welcome back to Trauma Casting.
Trauma bonding.
I have ADHD.
Trauma Casting. Welcome Trauma back, bonding yo.
Podcast.
Yeah.
That's Beningi again. From Beningi.
In the Beningi.
From Beningi.
In the Beningi. Oh
yeah. Take two. Hello everyone, welcome back. If you're here before, if you're here but for the first time, hello, welcome to...
Bonjour.
Yeah.
Bon, wait a
minute. Bonjour.
Hey, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Come.
Welcome to episode 2 of Trauma Bonding
Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Dorian.
I'm Aisha.
Chukuka.
Welcome, Chukuka.
Welcome.
This is our by force co-host. He's been forcing himself into the cast.
Yeah.
Been forcing myself.
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, this is our guest co-host for today.
Guest waiting.
For today.
For how long?
You have to calm down. Let's introduce you.
Honestly, he's on like a 3-month probation. Right. If he behaves well, he will become a permanent co-host. But if he continues to behave like this,
very aggressive,
we'll start avoiding him.
Typical man.
He'll be calling us, we'll not answer.
That gaslighting you.
We'll close the group chat like he's a part of
our group. I'm on fire. They're lighting me on fire. It will be gaslight.
He said they are gaslighting you.
I feel gaslit.
I call fire the president now.
You become.
So the last time we did like a bit of a test run.
Mm-hmm.
For episode 1, and I think it was nice. It was
I really cool. liked it, yeah.
We just kind of vibed and saw where it went. And then we had ChatGPT ask us a bunch of questions.
Yeah.
It was weird, it was like therapy. We didn't really. All my questions were like weird and dark.
And mine was
all
like,
yours were like happy, has your family type shit. My own was, why are you so fucked up? And I was like,
I think AI knows us very well.
I mean, it's my ChatGPT, so sometimes I vent to
him.
I'm like, hey, I'm having a bad day.
My him and her.
Mount is a boy, the first.
Let me
choose the gender. Leave
me. Oh, okay.
It's not me that's paying for the premium. I paid for man. Thank you.
But on this first note, like, welcome
to the therapist. Thank you.
Welcome. And as we're starting, just can you tell us a
little about yourself?
About yourself.
What do you want to know?
Your background, like who you are, what brought you here.
Those are lots of questions.
One at a time. What brought me here to Canada or to your apartment?
To Canada.
Not what we said to him. Like, what brought you here? That's a good thing.
No, like, basically your background, like who you are, how old you are, like what you're doing in life and stuff like that.
I'm taking it one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm 26 years old. Let me count. Yeah, 26.
Why is it 26?
No, like, nah, because I have to understand. I'm born 97.
No.
You have to remember
it's like,
saying.
It's the accent for me. You don't talk like that normally. No, what is 26?
What accent?
Sorry.
It's okay. You know, that's,
no, like,
so with him, sometimes you get like, I don't know, like friendly neighborhood white boy. Other days you get like Mazi Chuk.
Yeah, you get Chuks. Or you get. No, you get Chuk.
You get Chuk. Or you get Chukuka. Chukuka.
So this is Chukuka now, not Chuck. Go ahead. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
So what do you want to know again? My name is Chukuka Kalo Amogo. Let me repeat again. Chukuka Ndukwe Kalo Amogo.
Okay.
First of 5 children. Son of Kalo Amogo and Wanne Kalo Amogo.
Which village?
Oh, I know my village. I'm from Asaga Ohafia local government in Abia State.
Oh, wow. What else?
I was born in Lag. I moved
the Lagos.
Yeah, nah.
Okay.
They uprooted me from Lag when I was 3 or 4 or 5.
Uprooted is crazy.
What are those? They said we are moving. I mean, moved. They didn't give me a choice.
Where did you guys move to?
We moved to ABJ.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're an Abuja boy. You literally told us that.
You're not my friend.
You're not my friend.
Sorry. You don't remember back to mommy.
In Aisha's defense, she has like part-time memory loss sometimes.
I do, I forget.
She won't remember
Sorry.
What you talked to us.
Yeah, better for you.
Namibia, her memory card.
Fuck,
give it to me. 12 gig.
12 gig.
You don't get memory reset.
Sorry, I caught you up.
Anyways, back in my childhood days, I went to Ibolu Infant Academy in Lagos.
Ibo what?
Ibolu Infant Academy.
Infant Academy.
Henna.
So are they grown kids there or just babies?
No. You hear Infant Academy.
Infant Academy.
My infants, Academy were infants now.
Okay.
Who is it that we know that grew up in Lagos that went to Pampas Academy? That was actually the
that is very Academy. Lagos.
They even I don't know. They had anthem except for Ebola at Academy.
Infants Academy.
They had anthem.
So what age of like kids were there?
No. I was like, my parents sent me when
this
I was
2 years
old.
Is it just nursery?
I did not ask.
So left. After the Ebola, where did you go?
After Ebola, they took me to Unity.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Unity in ABJ.
Were these schools just in your estate or?
My parents don't want to go too far from home, so they
just schools. Like by. Unity. In fact, like, they just sound like the names of schools that are next door within the
you
estate.
You know those schools that they used to draw those animals?
We had that one.
Outside.
I took another for you. The balloon.
Oh, yeah, I think I can see it.
Oh, yeah. I go blow. Okay, give me beat.
Don't know why we even tell him to
skaka.
So how long did you stay in Ebolu for?
Because Ebolu had Infant Academy and then Academy twice as well. So I went from the...
Okay, so then that makes sense because I was like, Infant, okay.
And then I went to... The other school I went to from like K to something, but I don't remember. Because I have... My own memory said done was. After that, I went to Unity.
Okay.
And then Unity. I didn't do boarding school for the first couple of... What do you call it? I was going from home. I would go from home to school. School mm-hmm. to home. Because, you know... Person I wanted to get bullied, but they don't know the area boy now. If I went there, I'd run the whole place.
I find that most evil kids, like their parents, don't know that they are evil.
They call me evil.
Okay.
So what evil have I done?
You said area boy. I'm just saying, like it's a theory. I don't know. You're triggered.
I'm not triggered.
You're triggered.
I'm untriggered.
Most very weird kids, like most kids that are terrorists outside of the house, inside right. Their parents just know they're angels. Mm. Do you fall under that category?
I don't know. You have to call ask.
You could do that. You should call Chukwuka and ask him what kind of child he is.
Yeah.
Do you want to do it?
Okay. My phone is over there. No, where you call him?
If I bring him. You go call him and go ask him. See what kind of child I was.
Okay, come. Who should pick?
Why should I go pick?
I forgot. Mommy's boy.
Mm. Yeah. You go first song like
me. The mommy's boy. Yeah, call your mom.
You don't love you. Don't say that.
And my mom loves me. Oh. Mm-hmm.
My mom loves me like 50%.
We all pick you call her.
She's in Nigeria. She's sleeping.
It's a different scale.
The fuck?
My would not pick. It's just the truth. She would.
From the ring.
Oh, yeah, put your speaker.
Let's see Rita first now.
Right.
Hello, mommy.
Do you know that you just too funny?
Mommy.
Mommy.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah.
Hello, babe, Safa. Hello, how are you?
She's like, who the fuck is this?
Hello?
Hello, did you hang up on me on purpose?
Huh?
Was it an accident you hung up on me? Was it on purpose?
Why would you be on purpose? What's going on? Oh.
All right, not yet. Anyways, I have a question. Somebody was asking me if, as a child, I was problematic or if I was an angel. Which one was I?
Who was asking you?
Some people I know. So someone was saying that, oh, parents who don't know that their children are problematic, so that their children are angel. So which kind of child was I?
Parents.
They said that those parents who, what do you call it, that they said that their children are angels. They don't know that children, when the children go outside, they're problematic. So which child was I?
There's no such thing as a problematic child. Every child is different. So,
okay, forget them.
You were not problematic.
Okay, thank you. Mugi, I'm not problematic, right?
You were not an angel.
So which one was I then, now?
No, but you were not problematic. Because I didn't, you know, that didn't have, nobody had time for the question. But... You know, like if I say an angel, it means that, oh yeah, you didn't do
anything wrong, or you were
a jebo or something like that. No, you were a good child.
Okay.
Good, obedient, respectful, kind.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I love you.
I love you, mom.
Bye.
Bye.
Your mom is so cute.
First of all, she answered like I expected she would.
Yeah,
she doesn't know you're problematic.
Yeah, she doesn't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would tell her she doesn't.
No parent wants to admit that they don't know their child.
Exactly. Like, name both of you. Yeah. Name five problematic things that I've done.
You are just a problematic person. Even your like
evidence.
Your choice in friends, your choice in locations to be at. Sometimes you tend to be at the wrong place at the right time, or at the right place at the wrong time.
How do you be at the wrong place at the right time?
You can be at the wrong place at the right time. Maybe you're meant to be there, but then like shit just goes left. That's right place, wrong time. Wrong place, right time is you are free, you need to occupy yourself, so it's the right time for you to be fucking around, but then wrong time, as in you go and it doesn't go as planned. Right place, wrong time.
It's your family, don't cook me.
Okay, moving back to your childhood. So after the, is it only Bolo Gago?
Igolu, in fact, Academy.
Igolu, Igolu, put some respect on Igolu, don't you?
Thank you.
Sorry, Emma Binu. After the Igolu,
in fact, Igolu.
You see this Yoruba girl, I cannot speak Yoruba. I cannot understand.
Igolu.
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 No, Igbo.
Not Igbo. Igbo.
Igbo is from Kolos.
Igolu.
Igolu is school. Igbo on Kolos.
Igbolu local government.
No, Igbolu Infant Academy.
Igbolu Infant
Academy.
Not
Igbolu, they sponsor this podcast.
After the Infant Academy, where did you go?
I forget now. Nah. I went from Igbolu.
Oh, okay, 10.
Yes, but I forgot. Then I went to Unity in ABJ.
Okay.
After going to Unity, I went to Unity until we left when I was in. When I was 13, what's JS that you were at 13?
JS 3.
That one.
Like, then after that, you moved here.
And they took me back to primary 6.
When you got here?
When I got here.
So you were held back a few years?
3-4 years.
It shows.
They said that, oh, because of my age. It's like, oh, either.
You know, your parents could have insisted that they shouldn't do that. Because they tried to do that to my brother. He was done with primary 5. He already got entrance into NTIC. And they tried to take him back, and my parents were like, nope, we're not doing that. And they're like, well, can you bring proof that he actually passed the exams to go to the 7th grade? And they brought the admission letter that NTIC gave to him.
Yeah.
And they just put him in grade 7. He was the youngest and smallest, but they still put him there. They even skipped my sister a couple grades because she was too smart. You can insist.
Because they were saying my age, I did for grade 5. And I took the test, and then I said, oh, never mind, go to primary 6.
How was your experience, like, as a fresh from Nigeria, going
from CJC?
Like, how did you fit in?
We came in winter.
For those who don't know what JJC means, JJC is a Nigerian slang for Journey Just Come, which is basically, my sister calls them FOBs, so like fresh off the boat.
Yeah.
Our own is JJC, our generation, no vex. Moving on.
Because the day we left Nige, my mom was telling me, wear winter coats, wear winter coats. Sometimes winter, sometimes coats.
Yeah.
I left Nige.
Wait, was coming here your first time going abroad?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So.
Why did we say interesting? It sounded judgmental.
It's not, it's just interesting.
Fuck you, Abuja babes.
Continue.
I am continuing, I beg. Anyway, my mom was like, wear these ones. I beg, shit. Anyway, we went to Germany. I'm on sea cold. Jesus Christ, they opened plane door, I froze. Instead of when everything I was wearing, that was my hand luggage. What everything? I told you, it was only like minus 10. Mind you, we left ABJ when it was like plus 35.
Oh wow.
And then, you think Germany, show me Shaggy, we went to Germany now, people are saying, how are these people there?
Mm-hmm.
We now came to Canada, Edmonton. Edmonton had one of the coldest days he had. It was minus 55 with wind chill.
Holy fuck. Did you guys move in like December or?
January 9. We came here, I think it was January 9.
That's a bad time.
January is the coldest.
January 11th was when we came.
That's a bad time for Forbes.
And then on top of that, my enemy is back home and succeeding. When we landed now, they started to bring another aspect that they put for the plane door when you walk inside.
Right, so it wasn't connecting to the
terminal. It did not work. Not to get off the plane and walk like 200 meters in that code.
You guys should have sued.
Sued? What money do we have to sue? So you're just like, you say sue. Sue what?
That's a misconception like a lot of people have, that you have to have money to sue people. And because a lot of people don't know their rights and stuff, and yeah, we get
it. Especially black people.
Especially black people and POC people.
We don't know we have rights.
We don't know we have rights. There are some things that they've not tried if the thing was coming from an European country.
Yeah.
But if it was coming from an African country.
No, but you are black. That's what we're trying to
say.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is, at the end of the day, right? If it is like a bunch of Caucasians,
yeah,
they wouldn't.
And I've always noticed, have you always noticed, like, whenever you're traveling to Nigeria, when you go to, whether it's the UK, you know, you have to travel from Canada first to a country in Europe.
Yeah.
So every single time, the terminal that they put the plane to back to Nigeria is always like that, taking you to the ghetto.
I flew business class when I first had Asha from, I was married to a rich man, so I used to fly business class all the time. That's the Now we are trekking.
Hey, God!
These are the issues.
These are the issues.
From riches to rags.
It's okay. We shall overcome.
The land is great. It's great.
Please. So I flew business class from Edmonton to Turkey. It was Turkish Air. And then from Turkey to... Oh, no, it was Edmonton, Toronto. Toronto, Turkey. Anyway, the plane from Edmonton to Toronto was nice. It was comfortable. It was okay. From Toronto to...
Turkey.
Istanbul.
Yeah.
Pretty good. It was spacious. The business class was amazing. It was like a whole bed. My son and I were laying together. It was just great. Then the flight, business class again, from... Istanbul to Abuja, it looked like a can of sardine.
Yeah.
Even the business class versus the economy, there was no real difference in the chairs. There was no TV, there was no plug.
I've noticed that too. Yeah. If it's flying to Nigeria,
they give you the ugliest possible plug.
Yeah. They don't care.
I think some of us said when our chairs were not even working.
Yeah.
And I was laughing and I was like, they wouldn't do this if there was this was a flight that was going to another like European country.
They wouldn't.
If you notice that, like the flights to and from like Canada, between the Canada and Istanbul, best planes, newest tech, like that, their plug-ins are USB-C. Mm-hmm. That's how up to date they are. Then Nigeria, they use the one we want die. The one they have to push a little bit before it will take off.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they bring to us in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or they will overbook the flights.
Mm-hmm.
And then last minute at the airport, they'll start telling you you are late for your flight.
Uh-huh.
So my flight was by 9. I was at the airport by 7. And they said I'm late. I've missed the flight. I said, no, the fuck, I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
My flight is at 9. It's 7. This was the first and last time flying through Lagos.
I've never flown through Lagos, and I
used to fly through Lagos as a kid with my parents, and it didn't seem that bad because you're a child now, you're just running around and playing.
Yeah.
Come, let's go. Come, let's
no
go.
No offense to the people that are from Lagos, but that
fuck
airport.
Fuck Lagos. You can take offense if you want.
That airport is. Oh, actually, I've flown from Lagos to Texas, but
it's
I
so
haven't
fucked.
Flown to Lagos.
It like it's so fucked. My friend had this experience flying into Lagos.
Yeah.
He was going to Benin, where they hid his luggages because he looked rich.
Mm?
So he was standing at like the conveyor belt. Everybody has collected their load and nothing. The thing even off. He said, ah. Then one immigration guy now comes and says, okay, did they find your load?
What?
He now said, yes. He said, okay, I'll help you find them. The guy now like goes into like this corner here.
Yeah.
And then comes out 2 minutes and says, oh, sir, I have seen it.
Oh, is this guy?
And then the guy and I gave him the, he now gave him his hand luggages and everything. I was like, oh, anything for the boys.
Is this guy?
And he was like, oh, sorry, I don't have any naira. I said, I think collect dollars too.
They've done that, I think collect dollars.
Yeah, before.
I'm like,
no, they do it all the time.
Ugh.
So that they can collect money from you.
Right.
And they look at the suitcases too. He had Louis Vuitton suitcases. They're like, ah, this one get money.
Himself.
Is it tech, bro? You know, tech bros like to overdo it.
If you see my suitcase, you want to buy me a new one.
That, those are the best kind of suitcases.
Those are the best kind of suitcases.
My mom traveled with her.
They look at you and say, she's trying her best.
They always used to look at me and say, yes.
You know the way they fling and fight boxes?
Yeah.
My mom traveled with her Louis Vuitton suitcase. By the time it got here, the zip was open, the bag was torn. I said, ah, I'm like, wait, flying between Edmonton and Toronto is the worst, by the way.
Oh, really?
Don't check in anything, just carry hand luggage because they will steal everything. When my mom traveled, she used what do you call this fucking airline? Flair.
Flair.
They entered her suitcase and because they saw what $1 note that they sprayed her at Edo party.
Yeah.
So she had everything in her suitcase, because they said you can't carry loads, you can't carry, they're stressing her, so she just put everything together and checked it in. They stole her Louis Vuitton bag, because my mom is like a Louis Vuitton fanatic, looking. They stole like a lot of designer bags. Coral beads, those Edo, they stole them. They stole... Man, there's nothing they need still. When she was coming again, it was Air Canada from, what do they call this place? Fuck, I've forgotten. Thunder Bay.
Yeah.
They broke into, they stole Maggie. Like, what the actual, what are people doing with Maggie Air Canada?
Oh, wow.
They literally, they stole Maggie, they stole Onga, like African food that she was going to give.
Did they confiscate it or did they just steal it?
The airport workers break into the bag and steal it. It's local flight, so they confiscate anything.
Yeah, oh yeah,
they stole international now.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting.
Stole everything. My sister's friend, they stole her tracksuit, her OVO tracksuit.
We came back from Niger. Come back, I think it was 2015. You know me now, when I have to go out to the show, people say I get, you know, I get clothes, I get, you know. We had, I think I had 3 bags.
How old were you there?
I was, I was 19, yeah.
You too, exuberance. Let's go there,
I know, I want to go there. You know, you just freshly turned 18, 19 now. I won't go show them, say, you know, bring your daughters, you know. I'll be fine, but
bring your daughters for what? You know, those village people is bring your daughters, let's marry.
I'll give you juice.
It's not bring your daughters, let's sample.
No, it's not. I'll give you juice. So, anyways, we went to Nige. And then when we came back, I know I left Nigeria with 3 suitcases. I counted 1, 2, 3. I counted 3 times. I came back and only one day there. I look at the guy, he says, what's in the shop? He says, oh, your suitcase got somebody else's suitcase, blah, blah, blah. I say, how many chukukas do you know coming from, what do you call it, from Germany to here? Well, my school got sent to, there was some weird European, but then Iceland or Ukraine, whatever it's called.
That happens
up until today. I don't ask them, say what happens. Oh,
so that's why you should put air tags in your suitcases so you can track them.
That's what some people were saying. So that has been causing a lot of trouble lately.
Really?
Yes, people have air tags and trackers on their suitcases and they track it to the airport worker's house.
Oh,
yeah. Ooh. I've seen like someone track her iPad and it was Indian, what do you call it, TIA person, Indian guy. He was just in his house using the iPad. Because as soon as it came on, I find my iPhone just like, oh, your phone's been found. So they come with like, because they're testing it out. Right. They had a theory that it was the airport workers. No offense to airport workers, respect to you. You
do full offense.
Before the next time I want to travel, they will now say random check. They'll start searching me and touching my bum bum. I don't want them. I beg. So she comes with like the news, police officers, and everything. And they just. And he's holding the iPad. He was like trying to reset it for his wife. Come home, honey. I brought you a gift. I'm happy Valentine. Honey, I'm quite.
It's actually quite romantic.
Very
single.
So they're like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, I just bought this iPad for my wife. They're like, we just tracked it to this. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's still in his uniform, so he can't even deny that he doesn't work in the airport. Because he just came back from a shift.
Yeah.
It was just not a good day for him. Oh, wow. And for him to have the confidence to steal a whole ass iPad, how long has he been doing that for?
iPad not beans, like, I don't see they lost it before. iPad is beans.
In the moral of the story is, we all need to blow, so we'll have our own private jets and be traveling and not have any of this problem.
But speak for yourself, I'm a Benin girl, I don't need private jets.
You don't be flying in the night, Abby. I'm so sorry, sometimes I forget.
Just premium broom.
All I need, I don't really need
like. That's why we need brooms.
No, broom is ratchet. Yeah, many people use ratchet. Something we call a bogede. A bogede is the leaf that, like the leaf that you pluck out of a plantain tree.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
it's very big. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Europe as well.
So you just attach your hand and just.
You have one. I know. So that
like,
for them.
Like, oh, yes. You know the carpet in Aladdin?
Aladdin. Now that plantain.
Don't use carpets.
You know me, I'm not a fly for anywhere, I beg you.
Come, let me teach you.
I'm not a fly for anywhere, please. Close to there. Thank you.
Today is Monday.
No, we're good.
Once it's midnight.
We're good. I'm good. Thank you. I'm good.
We're reflective something.
No, I am good. Thank you.
Please, we don't need to not see you.
So, moving on, Chukuka. So, you.
I'm going to peek at the camera.
Been in Canada for a while. Okay, we'll just pause, have a break then. You can do another one.
Yeah, because you know how we don't like to let it get.
Yeah, more than 20 minutes, yeah. Then we'll start another one.
Because if the
file is too large, it's to be hard to transfer.
Okay. We pause the audio. I like how nobody cared. Alrighty, we took a quick break.
A commercial break.
But we don't have commercials to shoot.
No, we don't.
Well, we could do what we did the last time again.
Why are you side eyeing me?
Not side eyeing you, I'm
full eyeing. Oh, sorry, we have advertisement. This man here is looking for a girlfriend or wife.
Who the fuck said that?
Or sugar mommy, we need money to
who is we that this body
we need money to fund the podcast. And he's willing to take one for the team. I mean, he's pimp. So hit me up if you're interested in him.
Well, welcome back, guys. Friends and back. Foes.
Friends and foes.
Yep.
Family and ups.
Yeah, and ups.
Because I have a lot of haters.
She has a lot of ups.
And she has a lot of friends.
So. I have a lot of loved ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just there.
Just in the middle.
Just in the middle.
If you hate us, if you love us, yep. Love to see it still.
Love to see balance. It. Love to see it. So, Chukwuka, I have a couple of questions for you, actually.
I have a few answers for you.
Mm.
Interesting.
So aggressive.
Very, very. One of my questions is, because you established, you moved quite earlier than we did. Oh. Like, I was 16, 17 when I moved. And Darren, you were like 16?
16, yeah.
16, yeah. You moved at 13. And that's like a very different experience. Like, going to high school here and everything. I didn't go to high school here. Mm. So how was that? Like, that Nigerian guy. You know, just recently that it was cool to be African. So, or that it's cool to be African. Like, how? What was your struggles like in high school?
I think it depends on the context, though.
Because when I first came, right, you know, in Niger, so used to using different words. Right. Like something simple like Edinburgh, your Bible, right. Or your pen, or whatever it is, right? So, when I first came here, someone told me the first time, I like your pants. I said, eh?
Yeah.
I say they want me.
To my sister.
How
do
you
say my pants? For context, in Nigeria we call it trousers, right?
Yeah.
Pants is in Nigeria it's underwear. Yeah, like yeah. Panties.
Mm-hmm. So and it's all little things. People ask me like, oh, what was this? Were they huts? Were they this? Were they that? Were they this? And me, at first I was offended. But after that, I like to catch crews.
Okay.
Yeah. Then they tell me, say, were there any huts? I said, no, we had sandcastles. Mm. Did you drive cars? No, we rode animals. Mm. When a Honda Civic here, it's about good over there.
Mm. The typical ignorance statement.
Yeah, all those kind of stuff, yeah. Right? And it's one of those things where, and at first it was because, and another thing that really threw me off was hugs.
Oh.
Hugs. So, thing is, back where I grew, like, I think it's like, for me, hugs were only for like loved ones and family, right? You don't just see random like babe, random go hug them. Right? For example, like, when I grew up in school, like, I wasn't like hugging like my random girlfriends or whatever it is, female friends. When I first came, this guy was like, oh, give me a hug. I said, huh? I rebuke you, Satan. What do you mean you want a hug? Like, what is a hug? So for me, it was one of those things where, like, I wasn't familiar with what they were talking about. And then, oh, the food. Because me, I love gathering. I love gathering. Yeah. If somebody said, may I soak curry three times a day for the rest of my life, I'll be okay.
Mm. Fun fact, my mom didn't let us eat curry. I don't know, she just let me just see guys something. I went for A-levels in Ibadan. I don't talk about it because I blocked that year out of my life.
Trauma.
So, everybody used to soak curry now. And me, I was already seen as the different one. So I never wanted to really soak curry. So I saw Gary and it was like very, 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 like, I don't know, I put plenty.
You put too much Gary.
And I was like,
gauge your Gary to water proportion has to be like.
It was like cake. So the next step, and people were laughing at me. So the next step, I went to the back of the beach.
Right. So Gary.
I was so Gary. You're
like, Dr. White, she won't use proper ratios.
So like, I've had to put half of it away so nobody will see me and now make fun of me. So crazy, the things. Because they already see me as, oh, I complain too much, or this girl is this, she's feeling herself too much. Oh, because I cannot soak Gary. Sorry, go ahead.
So it's one of the, because the thing, Nigerian food is a lot harder to get here. Everything here is like, oh, it's all this medemede food we really get.
Yeah.
And it's like, I heard about cereal for the first time before.
And come on.
Yeah, bro. First time I heard about cereal was when I came here, cornflakes.
In the morning,
my house, bread and tea.
Okay, but we
you know, I get bread now. You can't get bread. Wait, let me show you. You can't get bread. You tear them with your hand. You open it in the middle like this. You dissect them.
I feel like you're exaggerating things. You didn't know cereal till you came here.
I only knew Goldie Mon. I didn't even like Goldie Mon.
Interesting.
Oh, wow. And you eat bread, and there will be like you eat bread and egg, bread and akara, you know, fried yam. This and that's what we're eating in the morning. It's like, who get time for? And then we came here, it was like
golden. You know, conflict.
I knew conflict when I came here.
Wow. Interesting. I'm not judging.
Yeah, judging.
It's, no, it's just like,
I'm just surprised. Yeah.
And then one of the first experiences I had my first week was when they gave me this thing to eat. They say it's a wrap in a seaweed.
Sushi.
Yeah. So anyway, now I didn't know what weed was. So I was a very shepherd child. I say seaweed. So anyways, me and my divine wisdom, yeah. I can't say, you know what, in it, yeah, in it. Me, I try them. You know, when you talk to white people, oh yeah, man, that sounds cool, bro. This and that. I can't say, me, I try them. I ate it. I was biting. It was biting me back. They're like, I said, why is this? He says, oh, it's sushi. I said, wait, he says, it's raw fish. He says, what do you mean raw fish? He says, yeah, or cooked. So I didn't know how to describe this. So now go carry fish, Titus fish, go.
That's so Nigerian, Titus.
It was, nothing you used to eat before was Titus. So you know, you make Titus, all you do is you make egg.
Yeah. Right?
Mm. You make, you fry egg. Mm. We're not putting tight, we're not putting kind of titles there.
Like sardines.
Sardines, yes.
Yeah.
Titles sardine now.
Same thing, I beg. You now put it inside and you now use fork and you turn it.
Do you put butter?
Inside it.
Yeah, the sardines.
You don't mind me.
Oh, like.
You put the butter on the bread.
So it's basically like, she's talking about a sandwich.
A sandwich, yeah.
You put butter.
No, but I'm saying I put the butter on the bread, not in the sardine itself.
Mm. Oh, okay.
How did you own?
You could the sardine ones. You put butter, then you put the sardines.
And then you mash it and then just use
then
it
just
to,
use it together. Like, some people put it with like eggs too. Like you put the butter, then you put eggs, then
boiled eggs.
No. It's the same thing. It's just
one is a village brand. No.
I don't know.
The thing is that even tonight affects him because when we go out to eat, we're like trying different things.
He only eats chicken fingers.
Yeah. Fries and chicken fingers, like
you eat
one video.
Please.
You eat the same
thing. I feel personally attacked.
Okay.
Because it's not just chicken fingers. I'm a very simple man. I eat the same 10 dishes. All the thing is, if you marry me, I'm very easy to cook.
It's about being bush. Bush man.
Thank you.
How long have you been here? You're 26. You've been here for 13 years.
Half my life. Over half my life, Sasha.
You're kind of like those like people that come from European countries to other countries and just never learn English or any other language, only actually like speak that their mother tongue, only do business and only ever really talk to their people.
He's not like that though.
No, he's just like an adulterated
person. Just a very pretentious evil man.
Hmm? Wow.
He's extremely pretentious.
Wow.
He always likes it, like this fake ass accent you have on right now. Like he's very pretentious. And you think, oh, this is a really good guy. He's not. Wow. This is Chuck. If you see him talking with all the other Canadian white dudes, you're like, what is it, Billy or Steve? Like what's the whitest name I can think of?
Is that true?
Oh, Chad. You're very Chad. Like
the first time we ever spoke on the phone.
Yeah.
He called me, he had gist, and you people that are like, I'm a ball.
Yeah.
I don't hide it. If it's gist, I'm dead.
Yeah.
And the only way I'll ever quarrel with you is if you would withhold gist from me. I don't like it.
I saw your post.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I will start begging you. I need gist. You're not doing anything for me, I just like I'm a ball.
Yeah.
I like drama if it's not like directed towards me.
Even though you like to sometimes.
If they are fighting in that area, I'll go there, I'll start mopping the floor, I will sweep the swimming pool. Do you understand me? Because I want to see proximity to the gist. Yeah. I don't want to just not hand me air. That's how when you blink. They now punch me. I will sit by myself. I'm able to take pics. Then as I'm sitting there, I'll be updating my family members in the group chat. Then they fight for you. The other day, there was a fire on Stony Plain.
Yeah.
My family knew before I called the fire department.
Wow.
Yes. I was like, hey, there's fire here. Should I call the police or should I mind my business? My brother said, mind your business. My sister said, call police. I said,
call police.
Let me call police. And I don't call. They were like, someone has already reported it. I said, fuck. It should have been me.
Anyway, continue.
And I waited to see it through. But yeah, so. What were you talking about?
You talked about the first time you guys talked.
The first time we spoke. I don't know if you remember, but I told you it sounded white.
Sorry.
You do sound.
I was like, you sound
white. I was at work. It was at work. Sure. Okay, so let me tell you. At the same moto, I go tell my customer and say, how far, truly, how far you be, brother?
No, but it was me, though. Like,
I was at work.
So. And one thing I've noticed is sometimes when we're really talking with our Nigerian accent, you don't understand us.
I understand you perfectly fine.
So we have to
remember ourselves. Are you partially deaf?
Are you partially deaf?
60% in this year, 13 in the other year.
You actually.
No, you just air what? I don't remember it.
I don't know. Yeah.
But I don't hear the word. Not that I don't understand it. Just like, I can't, for example, you can say, egg. I would not hear something.
Realistically, I just if you say you didn't meant, to be honest. I mean, it's not even like.
Because
she generally thought you were deaf.
I thought you were deaf.
But she's asked me like two or three different times. I'm not even playing. And I'd be like, no, he's not deaf. Like, there's nothing wrong with his ears. I'm not even joking. That's the thing. I'd be like, he's not, I swear he's not deaf.
No, that's the best time.
She wanted to be rude. She's like, I didn't want to ask him, but.
This was before you called me Walmart Tebs.
Yeah, now I can't insult you as much as I can.
Wait, I can't even wait.
Walmart Tebs. Tebs from Walmart. And it was like, oh, is it because I did not call you Tebs from Wish or Timo? All because I take my pictures like Tebs. I was taking my pictures before Tebs became Tebs. Shout out to Tebs, by the
way. Well, I love Tebs. No bets.
Even though I'm sad I hate the both of you. Because anytime I want to take my selfies now, that's all I think.
But I wasn't even about
Tebs. All I did was laugh. You were instigating it.
How?
You laughed.
I just sat there.
And you laughed.
That's all I did.
And you laughed.
Laughing doesn't mean. So
laughing supports.
Wait, you know sitcoms that you film in front of an audience.
Yeah.
Can you blame the audience member for how the sitcom
please,
is going?
Let's
no. I just came to watch the show.
Right. Let me tell you something. Out of all the things I've said in my life, one of my top five teams is Walmart Thames. It just came to me. Oh God.
I don't even know.
Let me just.
Imagine the first time you meet somebody. And then
it was literally their first time ever meeting each other.
I was like, excuse me, what?
No, because she was sitting there walking
away. No, but like, in his defense, you told him to critique your profile and he was like, can you take it?
Yes.
Yeah, he's like, can you take it? And I'm like, just.
He's not on that app anymore.
Yeah, she left the app.
I left it after 5 days.
You're there for only 5 days. Cool. But you've shown in your profile. You're like, from a man's perspective, like, how does my account look? And he's like, can you take the truth? You say yes.
He literally said, yeah, he gave you this. The pictures are nice. I did.
And there was one who was like, why you can't post that Walmart thing? It was a question. You have not said, actually.
Tebs is beautiful, so I'll take it as a compliment. Fuck you, anyways. Fuck you.
It was a question. I didn't know what I'm talking
about. Anyways.
And I looked at him and I was like, oh, wow. I know they see I'm.
No, why they pay me? Because I see it too. But not Walmart. Of all things,
okay,
Walmart. Well, now that statement lives rent
free. H&M Tebs, you are.
H&M. Try and hide there again. Which one is Walmart?
Or is it Quilo Tebs?
You know what? Fuck you. I'm not going to change that. We can move on.
Since that time, like, every time she takes a selfie, she's like, oh shit, I look like Tebs. And she'll be naked. And I'll just be laughing.
Rent free. Rent free.
She's a very beautiful woman, so I'll take it. So let's continue. Shout out to you, Tebs. I love you.
Realistically, it should have been Isaleko Tebs. Or Tisha and Abuja
Isale
Maraba Tebs.
For instance. Is that Tebs?
So manage
Walmart Tebs.
We are managing Maraba.
Guarimpa Tebs.
Guarimpa
Yanya Tebs.
Lucky face to Tebs.
You know, it's that cough, man. It's a key. God. God.
Kill me dead.
It's okay, it's fine. We can move on.
Any more questions?
No, I don't have any questions.
Check, you take Walmart.
I will take Walmart. Let's go. Walmart.
I'm glad we could come to the
channel. We have good things. I shop there sometimes. Let's continue. Shout out to Walmart. Walmart sponsor.
So we're talking about you being pretentious. So
you are quite pretentious.
First time how we spoke. That's what I'm saying. First time we spoke was on the phone. I was like, you sound white.
The fact that your name is Chuck.
From no, Chukuka. First of all, before I knew who he was,
yeah,
I was like doing Skip the Dishes one summer for a while with my brother's account. Mm-hmm. So I delivered to the building he was living and it said delivery to Chuck. So I go there, and then when I buzz and I see Chukuka Amogu, then I start laughing. I'm alone in the the buzz, I'm just laughing. And I'm on the phone with my brother, and I'm like, this guy named Chukuka says his name is Chuck. My brother too starts laughing.
Because thing is, right? Yeah. The thing is, okay, so that's actually my name, Chukuka. They keep adding syllables because my name is spelled C-H-U-K-W-U-K-A. The W is silent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You keep saying Chukuka, Chubaka, Chukwaka. I say it's
they called it Chubaka.
One person did. Yeah, all of head.
That is racism.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a victim, I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my
I'm
a victim. God.
Loki.
So anyway, I just say, you know what? Let's make it easy for you guys. It's Chukuka. So just add the Chuk, throw in the Chukuka.
Never gonna make it easy.
Yeah,
you can pronounce the most. Yeah, you can pronounce my name.
If you can pronounce Lewandowski,
you can pronounce.
You
my
can
name.
Pronounce Tchaikovsky.
You can pronounce my name.
What other names do they have?
Nugent. Yeah. They're different.
Some say it's
different. They're different names like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger. If you can pronounce all
those
that,
names, then you can pronounce respect our African ass names. Yeah.
You can pronounce. I don't. They call me Aisha sometimes.
Well,
I know in America there are lots of people that.
No, there's an Arab lady I know whose pronunciation is Aisha.
That's why I don't take offense.
But Aisha is spelled A Y W E S H A.
So much still AI, like Aisha Tyler, like it's AI, like she's a celebrity, Aisha Hines, I don't know if I'm saying her last name right, and I apologize.
I think it's Hines,
she's on 911, Hines, she goes by Aisha, but I go by Aisha, Aisha.
Wow, angry black woman watch. Wow.
Oh my god, I'm not. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Ah, she decides to fuck.
I'm a soft girl.
Soft waiting. Wow.
Try to fuck up.
I'm a soft girl.
Don't you link your hand?
You know the. What the rings in my hand? Yes, I do.
I feel like he won't fight.
Yeah, for punching up people.
I'm telling you. Aggressive somebody.
I'm not aggressive.
So, with all the rings and the hijab and the jewelry you have on today and like the way you're dressed, you remind me of, you know, those like those loan sharks in Lagos. No, like those alhajas that have a lot of money, a lot of cars, and a lot of sons, like
when
20 sons.
My name is
Alhaja Nigga. So she has like 20 sons. They all work as dogs in her loan shark. Mm. So she loans out money to people, but she makes sure they are never able to pay, so her sons can beat the shit out of them and they can keep their property.
I remind you of that.
Yes. You give me like gangster Alhaja vibes.
That's what I'm going for. Because they're like, not where my grills.
So you know how there's like in the markets, there's like Italian mafia and shit. So in the Yoruba like markets in Lagos, there's like the aunties.
Really?
That lead gangs.
I need to meet them because they're like,
they always have the gold tooth because they've been to Mecca.
Yeah, Alhaja.
Yeah, Muslims. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are not to be fucked with.
I love those women.
All the area boys in the area pay allegiance to them.
I guess that's where I get my inspiration from, though.
Mm-hmm. It's what you're giving.
Yeah, thank you. It's
like a younger version of them, so up and coming. So later on, let's go to Lagos and establish a business.
Lagos scares me.
I have one son already. I would add like four.
I am a proud Ajibaba, but
I fucking hate Lagos.
It scares me.
I don't like Lagos.
No offense to people from Lagos, but it's
a lot of offense. Scary. Come and beat me. I'm in my house. I don't like Lagos. God. Oh, yes.
Go to embassy. Really scary. Get your passports.
Yes, but that's the only thing you can make, but you will need visa to come and meet
you. Or if they are from your village, they can fly in the night to come and meet you.
I will wait for them. I said Lagos people. I could never challenge my Benin people.
But I might actually go to Lagos because I'm traveling to Nigeria.
So I think Lagos is a nice, I'm here temporarily just for holiday, to December type vibe. After a week, please leave. Because after 1 week, I don't know, you'll find that you will start going mad like everybody else that is there.
Right.
The madness will start to rub off on you.
Yeah.
You will now realize when you are shouting for pure water with your head outside the window, then you're like, wait, what the fuck?
Like,
throughout this time I was in Lagos, I cannot count how many involuntary penises I saw.
Involuntary
penises.
How long? Like,
how?
Let's just keep that.
In Lagos for 2 years.
On and off.
So you're just a work person. They show you pennies.
Okay, so in Abuja, mm-hmm. right, yeah. where we grew up, it's mainly northerners, so they're a bit more conservative.
More conservative, yeah.
Yeah. So if a Muslim man needs to pee on the road, he will actually bend down to kind of like still keep his dignity and like on the road, like on the side of the road, like in the gutter or something, and make sure that like he's covered and pee.
Mm-hmm.
And in Benin, in the south, they face the wall and pee. In Lagos, they face you.
Really?
They face you.
That would traumatize.
So imagine I come down from my car and I just face you. This is the road. I'm just, psh, what the fuck? That do you know how many I saw? There was this time we're coming from Ninth Vigil. It's like 6 a.m. There's a man bathing in the center of the road.
In the YB.
He brought buckets. You know those paint rubber, those Wi-Fi. He puts
that
it. He just started
like
bathing. Bus ass naked.
It sounds like money.
He's ritual. A bus driver.
No.
Driving. My mom said it's like ritual for money. They tell you to bath in public where people can see you. He did not even give two fucks.
He's dying.
I'm not even joking. One came down from his taxi,
right.
looked at me, brought out his prick, and started peeing. And the whole time he's looking at me like this.
That was traumatizing. Oh my god.
And me, I'm just like this.
Oh, Jesus.
He's staring at me, and when he finishes, he shakes it.
Oh my.
And he puts it back in the shoulder and zips it. Look at me.
Move on, please.
No, that's the traumatizing with me. He zips his trousers. After he finishes, I was like, look, he does this.
No.
So it's, you like
what you say?
You like what you say?
And I'm literally just like,
I'll be brought that next day. I'll carry my passport and run.
Probably.
I will come back.
I used to call my sister on the phone. She look at me and look at her, we bought for 2 tears.
Oh my God.
We don't even know why we're crying. So after I'm crying, I'll say, okay, bye-bye, same time tomorrow.
You need to unpack your 2 years in Lagos.
Oh my time. God. Everywhere you go, pennies. They don't even. It's only in Lagos that you will go and then you will face the road to pee because I don't understand. There's gutter behind you. It's the pee with eye contact.
I'm hot.
And then 90% is the laughter, it's exercise. 90% of the compounds you pass, there's do not urinate here.
Yeah.
So you know the worst part? There'll be somebody by the sign peeing.
Oh.
It's like the boy you were.
This thing is triggering all my germophobia. All my cringe. I just,
you know what's crazy? So things, I came here early, right? Mm. So a lot of my friends who are here, when they come and they tell me like, oh, but the school stories, command this, command that.
Yeah.
Thing is, it's sometimes you're like, I think so, I've been a jab boy, like I speak pigeon, that kind of stuff. But when they tell you all these stories, you'll be like, ah, brother.
Yeah, no, I was privileged.
I know, Sam. Like, I hear people like all these body school stories or how hard there's times where he said they will beat you in body school, you do this, you do that. And I said, but it's not me. That's like, this why I know for if I saw this kind of thing, I'll be unstable.
That's
what can't you mean? But see, they look you the piece. Are you mad?
See, now I have a headache.
thing is, personally, me, I'm mad enough to put my own out and peace with you. I'll look at each other.
I say, you're not normal.
Look at each other. We'll be like this.
You're not normal.
Now, I was genuinely.
I said I was.
Oh, fuck.
It's the after doing all that you sip up that you do like this to me.
I will traumatize me. I'm not kidding. I won't leave that house. Anymore.
And I was in an Uber, and the Uber driver was laughing at me.
I'll be
because I was genuinely shocked. Me and the Uber driver now became friends. His name is Air.
Oh, you guys.
A-I-R. Yeah.
That's a cool name.
Why?
Air?
Yeah, his name is just Air. That's his name.
At least not Jaden. Everybody's name.
Well, it's unique. Yeah,
everybody names their sons Jaden.
So anybody who has some form of exposure abroad or watched a lot of American films names their child Jaden.
Jaden. Everyone is Jaden.
I knew I had a family friend who's like twins, Jaden and Jason.
Yeah, everyone is Jaden.
Yeah.
Wow. Now they're doing Zendaya.
Zendaya.
Oh my God.
I've heard of Zendaya. Yeah, there are a couple of Zendayas. Yeah. Everyone is Jaden now.
I know there's an epidemic of like back in when like Diana, when all these people named their children.
Oh, yeah.
What are those children?
Africa Elizabeth.
William.
There are a lot of Elizabeths.
There are a lot of Elizabeths. African people, mothers love Princess Diana.
They love, and then their name, yeah, people call it, you could give me middle names, William and Harry. William Harry. Yeah.
Do you guys know why you were named what you were named?
For me, anyways, I think my parents, I don't even know why. My dad said one of my aunties was trying to do like, oh, you named after. My dad said no. I named her after Aisha is like the Prophet Muhammad's wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Is that the young one or?
Yeah, the young one.
Interesting.
Let's
move past that. So, Aisha. And my middle name, my dad's very interesting. Because our last name is like a placeholder name. It's not really their, like, last
Their family's
name.
Their family
name, yeah. Mm. So then he's, my middle name is Muhib. So it's my dad's middle name. So he gave all of us the same middle name. So yeah, that's why I was named what I was named. Oh, I know you, it's because you're a mom, right?
My mom named me after herself.
Facts.
Yeah, her name is Doreen. My name is Dorian. Her name is Doreen because her uncle was married to a white woman who looked at her and was like, Doreen would be a nice name for your baby. And my grandma's like, sure, why not? So, yeah. And then she had me and was like, if I name her Doreen, people will say why. So let me just name her Dorian. That's why I'm Dorian. And then my middle name is Amosefe. I grew up being called, everybody at home calls me that. It means a child is greater than wealth.
I think that's pretty cool that everyone else in your house calls you a Masife.
Yeah.
And then your friends call you like Dorian. Mm-hmm. I'm close to you, but I call you Dorian.
If you called me a Masife, I would still answer. It doesn't really matter.
I understand.
I started hearing Dorian because people in Abuja couldn't pronounce a Masife. They would bastardize it and it was irritating me. So I said, okay, Dorian, and they still couldn't pronounce it. I said, calling me Doris.
Doris.
Yes, I could be Doris.
Doris.
Someone even said, why don't you just change it to Doris? It sounds better. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? It sounds like a house help name.
Yeah, so I'll throw hands. I thought you're a soft
name. Hand thrower.
I'm a soft babe.
Mohammed Ali.
It's just you aggravate me sometimes.
Me.
But I'm a soft babe.
Aggravate you.
Yeah, I'm actually a very soft babe.
Okay.
I am. I don't fight. I'm a lover. I fight.
Yeah, you're waiting.
I'm a fine babe.
I'm
a soft babe. I'm a gentle babe.
You are just
male babe.
If you call it dictionary, you look up violence. A picture could be.
Wow. Oh my goodness, no. You know we're joking. Don't make people think that I'm actually violent. I'm actually not.
I think I shut your whole mouth.
We've established this.
Yeah, she was saying like, so when I see you, how many times has she told me when I see I'll punch you, I'll come here, she will not punch me. See, now I'm still waiting for my punch.
You know, I owe you like 3 uppercuts.
Oh,
and you.
What did I do?
I owe you, know him, 3 uppercuts. You, I owe you like.
She even told me she'll call the police.
I'm not an police. I honestly need to call the police on you. I owe you guys a lot of violence. But my mouth, like, you know, sometimes it's just good to, like, make mouth.
She just
like,
issues threats. She never
really I'm a tease. I don't do nothing.
True.
Yeah, I'm a big ass tease. I don't do anything.
Oh,
I
wow.
Just be.
You're teasing us with violence.
Yeah.
So you just with money.
These are the issues.
So I'll dash
even
you.
Even with
so
money, so it's just
like, so when I blow,
when I see, I'll give you dollars.
Even with money,
like that.
I give up the cash dollar vibe.
You give up the meeting.
Shut the fuck up.
Agbabola.
I give up the Agbabola vibe, but we're thanking God small. We're very humble.
She's lying, you know, she's my sugar mommy. She's the one that sponsors my life.
I wish.
So if you're looking for who adopts you and just be giving you soft like
me,
I don't talk. My birthday they come October 17th.
You've been saying this for
and mine is shortly so that you not forget now. Mine is November.
October 17th.
November 10th.
See, spoil me silly. Spoil me silly.
People act like I have this money somewhere.
I'm giving you 4 months notice.
I've been hearing her for the past month or so saying, oh, I go all out for people's birthdays. I never let anybody spend their birthday alone. They left me. They went to Burna Boy on my birthday.
It was Burna Boy.
It was only you that actually looked for me. It was only Chukwu that looked for me on my birthday.
But it was Burna Boy. There are some teams.
Wait, Burna Boy left. Who's here with you right now?
Yeah.
The Burna Boy don't know who you are.
The next time you need me to come and let's go somewhere, I will take it to call Burna Boy. Let him take you out.
It was the first time of me seeing Burna Boy. Mm-hmm. And if you know the love I have for Burna Boy, you
was
understand.
So what you're trying to say is that you have been seeing me too much. See, finish during that.
No, wait. It's your birthday. Why should I buy you tickets?
No, that was when I just moved here. Like, I didn't know what she was doing. Like, we weren't really seeing each
That's
other.
That's not an excuse.
I know it's not an excuse.
If they wanted to, they would.
Mm. Oh wow!
True.
Can we move on with the questions we have for you, sir?
Okay, continue. Ask me questions. Ask questions. Or interrogate me, Pico, please.
It was about love. That was your question.
Eh?
Yeah. Was it about love?
You said we wanted to ask you about love now.
No, I'm going to save that
for the next episode.
Yeah, I'll save for the next episode. Okay. Would I say because he has a very, very interesting love life.
Just an interesting life in general.
Interesting life in general. How do you meet all your friends? Like, I don't understand.
These are the issues.
Eh?
How do you meet?
Yeah.
From football. The way men make friends is very random.
Bro,
very interesting.
Very fucking random. I've had friends who I don't know their name for 6 years.
Just senior
I
man.
I can't do that.
Brother.
Bros.
Chairman, there's this guy I know. I've seen this guy since I was 19. I've seen him at least once a month or once every 2 months at the club.
But do you consider those friends though?
If the guy comes to my phone,
it's very easy for guys to make friends.
Thing is, a lot of the guys
they could meet. The way guys work, you can meet someone right now and say, "I'm heading to Calgary for a boat party. Would you like to come?" Sure, and they just go.
Like when I was moving, that guy I know, right? I have him on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. When I'm moving, I'll be like, "Hey, boy, you want to help me? You want me move? Then you'll come and help me move." But the thing is, it's one of those things like men. We know that we're all busy, right? Mm-hmm. But when I know if I need something and I ask my boy,
that was my question. When you need, because you guys never talk about your feelings, but when you're going through it, are there people you can reach out to?
Yeah, the thing is, a lot of the times, right, some men believe, okay, so here's the thing, some men, right, here's the thing, everyone's going through their own things, right? Mm-hmm. So what we men need is that when we're going through something, we need a distraction. Something to take your mind off the problem. So because thing is, if you're so focused on the problem, right, You're very tunnel vision towards
it. I get that, but you guys need to talk about
it. I understand, but here's the thing. You talk about your feelings. We don't get in debt like, hey, bro, I'm struggling. I'm on yard on gas, so I'm on things to occur.
Like,
so
would you do that with, like, the opposite gender? Like, would you talk
exactly,
to...
Exactly, because...
Like, talk to women?
Other...
Not necessarily a significant other, because you have female friends. Hey, would you call...
No, I mean significant... I don't think you should just be... I don't know how, like, comfortable it is to just offload on...
Female friends. Because we take the bulk load.
Like, would you be able to confide in?
We're not your therapist. Like some of the thing. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, I have some friends, my guys. Like, I'm going through stuff. Right. Mm-hmm. We'll go for it. We'll talk. Right. And then sometimes it'll be like, hey, bro, I just need company. Like, you know, let's go for a drive and we'll sit there.
Well, you guys actually do that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Some guys do that just because, like, it's not like it's one of those things where it's just like. You always have that one friend, or you just be like, hey guys, I'm just going to, I'm dealing with some stuff, da 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 da, alright? Mm-hmm. And then what happens is that, what I find out as men is that talking about problems without a solution does not help us, right? Okay. But one time, what you need is
that. I kind of share in that.
One thing is, like, what we do is, like, for example, if I'm going to something, right, I'm drained. I'm not myself.
Yeah.
What I need is that injection of positivity for my friends, that laughing, that thing, like that.
Yeah.
And that gives me a certain push, a certain, like, you know. Like, for example, I'm looking at things and I'm just like so negative, right? Yeah. That experience alone, I could be like beaming with joy, that kind of stuff, like, oh my god, did it, blah blah blah. And the next day, like, that mindset shifts, right? Suddenly, you just see solutions where you don't see solutions before. So it's not like, for example, men don't want to see with girls, so women do sometimes, but like, you guys will talk about it and sit down, like, oh, this or that. No, sometimes it's like you need those friends to get you out of your head, get out of those situations where you're in, because as men, we're problem solvers. Right.
We do that too. Sorry to cut you off there. We do that too because I'm the friend is if you call me and you tell me your situation, my usual reply is, okay, what's the solution? What are we going through from here?
Thing is, you're an outlier. A lot of the time,
I'm not.
Yes, you are. Let me explain to you what.
All right.
First.
The thing I'm going to be outlier.
So like, I'm
outlier
different.
Is, for example, let's say it's 80% of people do something, right? And 20% do something. Just because you're part of the 20% doesn't mean like you're part of the norm.
No, all the babes I know do that.
Those are people you surround yourself with. Remember, there's 8 billion people in this world. Right. A lot of the time, a lot of women say, as men, if your girl comes to you with a problem, right, mm-hmm. we don't want solutions, we want you to listen.
I see.
So a lot of the times, right, when I have female friends who come to me with problems, oh this or that, and I have to constantly ask myself, and to remind myself to ask them, what capacity do you need me in right now? Do you need me to just listen to you? Or to offer solutions.
So you get female friends?
Yes.
Like just friends?
Yeah, you know one of them.
I mean, we've established I'm an outlier. Well, you have
female friends. But I have female friends. It's not like, some of them are mad. You're mad. You're not thinking how mad that they are.
This guy's saying fool. That's what she's asking.
I didn't know you had
female
friends.
She's saying female friends
that I am not seeing.
That you've not slept with.
Yeah, of course I do. Show me, like, of course I
am. I'm number one. Who is number two?
There's many of them.
What is your problem? What's your problem?
Like, it was going on. Like, I have female things. I grew up around mostly women. I feel comfortable with women too. So, okay. Growing up, I was the first son. I had 2 sisters.
Why is he giving
So, for example, like,
so my brother has a lot of female friends because he has all sisters. That's what he's trying
even
to do.
Even for her too.
Fahad does well with, like, he hangs out with girls that he's like just friends.
Just friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust him, I do. I don't trust you.
Friendly neighborhood prostitute.
My
a
hoe.
Spider-Man.
You a hoe. I can guarantee I'm your only normal female friend.
guarantee you're not.
Okay.
Shoots his web and says,
Anyways, as I was saying, so yeah. A lot of the times, right, when my female friends come to meet the event,
right,
they'll be like, oh, this, all that, and I'll just say that I'm like, hey, do you need me to just keep quiet or you need me to give solutions? As a man, there's never been a time when my friend will come to me to talk about something and they don't want a solution. That's what it is sometimes. You know what I mean? Sometimes,
I think you also kind of, as human beings generally, you pick and choose. Mm-hmm. If I want to just vent, I know who to go to. If I want solutions, I know who to go to, kind of thing.
Well, most people confuse
that. I'm very interested to know what kind of friend I am. Do I give solutions? Do you call me to vent?
I call you when I want to be distracted.
Okay.
As
that's
far,
not a bad thing.
I just need, because I want to come out of my comfort zone, kind of thing. Because yeah, most of the time you want to go out and I don't.
Yeah.
And left to me, I would just being my own. I'm even thinking of homeschooling myself. Because I don't like people.
You don't to go out.
And I don't trust that people can take care of him as much as I can.
Yeah.
I don't even trust that they can educate him as much as I can.
Okay.
What kind of friend am I? I don't want to know.
I come to you for solutions.
That's interesting.
Yeah. If I come with a problem,
I've never come
to find a solution for me.
I just met you, not to.
Yeah, you guys just met, you know.
Yeah. We're actually strangers, guys. We are just been catching cruises. We just met.
We've been lying,
we don't know each other, we just met. I don't know who this nigga is. Yeah.
So actually, we do know him because he's Spider-Man now. Right?
Yeah, hey, Spider-Man.
All over the area.
You are
no, but realistically speaking, yeah. He is very kind.
I
don't know if he's respectful, but he's kind.
He is a kind man. He helps
people.
Yes. Spider-Man is like superhero, Abby.
Yeah,
so he helps. He
will offer you comfort, but he might also offer you a care. Ah. It's not a care, it's your business. But genuinely, though, he's a really good friend.
Yeah.
Like, he recently helped me get out of a very fucked up car deal a car loan that I was in.
And fuck
my brother
people,
get
anyways.
A good car as well.
Because they scammed my girl.
Yeah. And he's also just always there for me. He's a really good friend. He's a good person.
Yeah, he is. Mommy and daddy, he's a really good person. We're just trolling him.
Hi, mom. Hi, dad. You guys really
like
an amazing prostitute. I'm just joking. I'm just playing. He's a good guy. It's true.
That's not me. I didn't say that.
You were thinking the chat.
Me?
You have female friends.
We wouldn't have even gone into this topic if it wasn't for you. It's your fault.
Yes.
Oh, because we could have just. He said, "Oh, I have female friends that come to me." Finish. You said you have female friends.
Why
are you surprising?
I don't.
Why are you surprising?
You know me, I'm surprised sometimes. It surprises me.
It shocked you.
It shocked me.
It shocked you.
It really shocked me.
Electrocuted.
Yes. Well, anyways. Any more questions? Oh, I think I've asked you a couple. Because the love aspect, I want to say for the next episode. Because you are a lover boy, aren't you?
So I do have a nice question that I feel would maybe wrap up the episode 2 a little bit.
Okay.
If you were to pick a title for like a movie about your life story, what would it be?
I want to say Chronicles.
Of? Chronicles of Aisha.
Aisha, yeah.
Interesting. Why?
I just always like the word Chronicles.
You read a book of Chronicles?
No. I don't know.
What
I, just like, I think maybe it's.
Verses, chapters.
Oh, it's idiots.
I think it's.
Yeah, get out.
I heard it once in.
There's a single Chronicles.
Chronicles of Narnia?
No, not Chronicles of Narnia, SpongeBob. Because SpongeBob is my favorite cartoon. SpongeBob. SpongeBob, SquarePants. And I heard it once.
You're allowed to like pick more than one.
And I'm just like Chronicles. Oh.
You can pick two more.
Wow. Aja nigga.
That's too
bad. Adventures of Aja nigga. And I love that name. And what else? That's basically it. I don't know. You put me on the spot. I don't know.
What about you?
I'm going to be Things They Occur.
Things They Occur?
or happenings.
There's this, you know, the poems of Ada that you sent to me.
Yeah, questions for Ada.
Questions for Ada. There's one that I really, really liked. In case you guys, this one. Oh, since we talked about it, oh, I'm sorry. It says here that so many broken children living in grown bodies mimicking adult lives.
Yeah.
I really like that. So I think that's because everybody and their mother and everybody on the street is mad.
Now, cruise control. Now,
yeah, everyone's on cruise. Mm. We're on autopilot.
We'll talk about that love thing next episode. There's this thing that says, like 20-something questions to ask somebody if you fall in love or whatever it is. Was it just a question sort of, like you can ask? I think it's 20-something, 24 or 26.
Do you
want to
include that?
Yeah, you know, let's see how, see how everybody
thinks. Oh, yeah, we could
let's
do that.
Let's see who's a toxic.
But first, we want you to answer, what is your pick of your life?
I would say, I guess, three dots at the end. That's the first dot, I guess, yeah. The second one would be a series of unfortunate events.
That
I know it exists already, but it's like, yeah, very spot on.
It is actually quite spot on for you.
That one hooked me.
And then,
how far can this go?
Eh?
How far can this go?
What's the worst that could possibly happen?
Facts.
is that a challenge?
No, because every time I ask, God is like,
don't not God, that one a devil.
He keeps going down.
I don't
down.
Even know who it is at this point.
Not God, that one a devil.
Like, just keeps going down, going down.
I'm like, what's that? I'm like, oh, when you say this, they can get possibly get worse.
They're like, gotcha.
They try me.
Until they ride me.
Got a red button.
Yeah.
Eject. Throw me off the plane.
But God, man. You know, I'm proud of you every single day for waking up and just getting your life shit together.
Oh, it's Asha.
No, she's right. I'm never trolling. She knows what I mean.
Trolling.
I'm really proud of you for waking up. If you ever feel like you don't need to be here anymore, just know that my life wouldn't be the same if you're not here.
It's Asha. You like just have my son to thank for that because that's the only reason.
Yeah, we just rush through why I'm telling you to keep going. I'm just saying like just anything.
No, I understand and I appreciate that. I'm just saying like the one of the main reasons why I get up every morning is my son.
It's really trauma bonding. Mm. Even though we've just been laughing this episode because of this.
Yeah, he's just a clown. Yeah,
he's waiting.
Nothing, sir.
Say we are full fucking chest.
No, nothing.
Say we are full fucking chest.
I said amoeba.
Okay.
Is it not amoeba?
Ha, my dear. Let me gist you about that particular word.
Okay. Story.
So,
story. What's up on the time?
And,
continue.
This thing in chest 3 in Alamin, Abuja.
Shout out to Alamin.
All of us were arguing about the pronunciation of that word because we were watching the Powerpuff Girls and there are these three groups of evil villains. They're called the Amoeba Boys. They were just germs that wear hats.
Cool.
And they were men.
Cool.
And they just go around causing chaos. Nakap remained. No, I'm just joking. Which, like, it kind of makes sense. Right. Because men are chaotic.
Mm-hmm. And women are what?
Blessings.
Angels.
We bring life. My poom poom bring life.
Who does paternity fraud?
I don't give a fuck about that.
We'll talk about that.
I didn't do that.
So that I did do that. Speaking of that, my dad, one day we were talking about how Nigeria was number one in paternity fraud. But then I was like, no wonder this country is terrible. Everybody's on Wally.
That's all bastards. That's crazy.
I didn't say laughing. Like, daddy.
Are you
speaking?
And you know
daddy.
Is it your man? It should be daddy. Wow.
Anyways.
Chronicles.
Chronicles of paternity fraud.
Right?
You say daddy, you say, are you sure?
Nah. Mm, I'm my father's daughter, don't play with me.
Who told you?
I know.
He said, who told you? I beg your house.
I'm my father's daughter.
Did you get it?
I'm the only one I don't look like him. Anyways.
Like,
he looks like my mom. Yeah, all my siblings are like
Aisha. Don't.
But I took his body structure.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's move on to my story. You people have ADHD. So
from someone who's actually diagnosed.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I'm looking for people to join me.
Right.
So we're all arguing about the pronunciation because we're like, oh, okay. So what's at your door?
Yeah. Can you?
I'm gonna pause for a sec. I'll leave the video. Alright, we had a bit of a breaking communication or breaking transmission, I don't know what they call it.
A breaking transmission.
Yeah, but yeah, so back to the story. we're all arguing about the pronunciation of amoeba.
Mm-hmm.
That's A-M-O-E-B-A. So mm-hmm. we're trying to figure it out. Like, some of our friends are saying it was amoeba. Some of us are saying amoeba because it's like, it's on Cartoon Network, they say amoeba. So it's probably amoeba because yeah. they wouldn't. So we're like arguing, and we have English next. So like, it's perfect. Let's ask Mr. Ben. Mr. Ben is our English teacher.
Wow.
Igbo guy,
mm-hmm.
two class brother.
Mm-hmm.
Igbo queen.
So Mr. Ben comes in, we're like, Mr. Ben, we've been arguing about this particular word. Can you please help us like pronounce it? And what is it? This one says amoeba. I said amoeba. So he's like, can we write it on the board? Write it on the board. Then he now goes, he starts doing that phonetics thing where they draw it.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, this is simple. We're like, okay, it says amoeba. And we're like, so like, wait, so he said amoeba.
Did you think it was an Igbo word?
I don't know. Today, that thing still haunts me. Punches that I still remember. Since fucking just I'm like, so it's not. He said, I'm your teacher, I'm telling you what it is, I'm happy. We're like, sir, that's not what it is. It's going.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it runs out right here.
No, it just keeps going. Oh, it's just going until we stop it. He's like, it's amebe. And I'm like,
amebe.
I don't think that's what it is.
No,
so till today, I don't know what it is. No, that is amoeba.
That's
amoeba or amebe.
Thank you, Mr. Ben. Amebe.
I don't know what Mr. Ben is today.
Shout out to you.
He's that one I told you that got beat up by someone's mom.
Oh my God, why? What do you do?
He was always beating people's children, even though beatings are
not. I'll be that mom. Touch my kid, I'll fuck you up.
For real.
I'll fuck you up.
He was always beating kids, and then he'll tell them, oh, bring your father and I'll beat your father too. Now, let's see, mama beat him. Mind you, this is like a 6'4", like
right.
built. The one beats nonsense out of him. This one was like 5'2". My mom's friend.
Mother's strength.
She came to pick her son and she couldn't find him. And then the sister found him in an empty classroom, like beating the shit out of her brother. He was beating that child like he was his mate. The woman came, she kicked down the window, flew into the class, just jumped on him.
I feel like there's not something I could do.
Gave Mr. Ben the beating of his life. The next day he came with casts. And black eye, and he was walking small, like, oh,
yeah.
Mr. Ben. He left the school after that. I think he couldn't take the shame.
No, that's something I can do.
Because we used to make fun of him.
Like, when I was in Nige, sorry to cut you off, like, my sister had an issue with one of our teachers.
I think
they wanted her, they wanted her to do something in inter-house sport. She didn't want to do. Mm. And because the teacher is Yoruba or something, and he was just trying to, you know, in NTIS, if you're a Hausa and something, like, they don't really mess with you like that because they don't know who your parents are.
Mm.
But say, oh, I'm Yoruba, you're like my daughter, that kind of thing. There's too much familiarity. I went to my mom, then when she was telling my mom and everything, everybody was just like, oh, I said, let's go to your school.
Hmm.
It's my younger brother that drove. He was doing mediator. I said, I'm not mediating anything. I told the teacher, if you want me to bring my parents here, we'll bring it here. But let's settle this thing now. She's not doing it. She does not want to do it. I told her to come here,
right,
talk.
To
yeah, I said, talk. The man was, I said, no, we are talking. She should speak. After she spoke, I said, go. She's not doing anything. Don't call her for anything.
Don't force her.
I respect teachers because I love teachers. Shout out to teachers.
Teachers just hated the fuck out of me for no reason.
Oh, you, yeah. I was a teacher's pet.
I know.
I was a teacher's pet.
I know now.
And I respect
how
the fuck
I loved
out
you
of them.
And loved
she really, really loved me.
That woman, just as soon as she sees me, her mood, her whole day's ruined.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know why. Mr. I always say I do you, like I don't.
I went back tonight. She was still really pretty cool. I mean,
she never liked me, but it is what it is. I beg, I will survive.
What do you do?
I don't know. It's not even that. Even your elementary school teacher.
Yeah, I grew up just having teachers just look at my face and just hate the fuck out of me, and they couldn't explain why. Even me, I didn't have any explanation. They'll come into the class, everybody's laughing, mm-hmm. and I'm laughing, so they tell me to kneel down. And everybody else should go to their seats. So I was always the one they use as an example.
Why are you laughing at you?
Or a teacher comes in and just says, you, get out of my class. No reason. I haven't done anything. I'm just sitting and minding my business, get out of my class. I say, okay, stand up, carry my bag. And I will go.
She said, I will go.
I will go and I will like you. I will not stand near the window and be taking the class from there.
On this note,
just go in the box.
We thank you guys. We can end it on this note, please.
We're gonna end it on this note.
Thank you so much
for tuning in.
Like, subscribe, share, rate.
Yeah.
We love you. I'm not saying fuck you to anyone this episode, so
wow.
Yeah,
like four times.
I did say fuck you.
No, the last time she told the fans fuck you.
Oh, yeah, shit. I was like, if you don't like it, fuck you.
Yeah.
Wow.
But don't fuck you.
Yeah, don't like, fuck.
Unfuck you.
Unfuck you.
Unfuck you.
Body virgin.
Anyways, thank you so much.
No, you unfuck you.
He's also vile. I don't know why I'm around people that curse and swear a lot. It's just
if I nudge you with this mic,
extremely vile. And our neighborhood friendly Spider-Man. I thought he was Mega Mind.
This one is the particular Spider-Man that does not wear pants.
Bye, guys. Anything like that, please. It's too much.
Thank you, everyone. Until next time.
Bye.